Good morning, Audio Boo, and good morning, PeteRoots.com, and everyone on Twitter. Everyone in the world, anyone that listens, basically, good morning to you all. And it is a good morning. It's a good morning because I'm in the Peak District, and every morning, noon and night in the Peak District is always a good one, regardless of weather. So it's quite cloudy today, and at the moment I'm standing on the banks of the Howden Reservoir, which is the very top reservoir in the chain of three. You've got the Lady Bower, the Derwent and the Howden at the top. And the River Derwent flows in to the very top of the Howden Reservoir. So at the moment, as I say, I'm standing on the banks of the reservoir itself, but I've parked my car at the top of the sealed road, which is near the little turning point, little roundabout. And then, at the minute, I'm waiting for my friend Andy to arrive. I am a touch early, so he's not late. Not a problem at all. Today's walk is going to lead us from here past Slippery Stones, a nice little picnic spot for if anyone who's fancies coming here. Coincidentally, you can ride all the way around the reservoirs. Nearly all the way around, anyway. There's a nice cycle route being created. Half of it is on the sealed road that I've just driven up on the western banks of the chain of reservoirs, and the other half is on a gravel road on the opposite bank. You probably hear the geese or whatever they are. I'm not a bird watcher. I think they're geese. You could probably hear them in the distance, causing a bit of commotion. Looks like they're fighting for food on the opposite bank. So as I was saying, you can ride your bikes all the way around, or almost all the way around, these three reservoirs. You can also hire bikes at a place called Fairholmes, which is on the banks of the Lady Bower Reservoir. You can hire bikes from there. You can enjoy the delights of the cafe there as well. Tuck Shop, Cafe Tuck Shop. Okay, right, so I'm going to wait for Andy, and I'll speak to you all again very soon. Welcome back. I'm currently standing next to the trig point at a spot called Outer Edge. I'm trying to shelter you from the wind. So Andy arrived shortly after I'd finished the last snippet of audio, and we set off walking past Slippery Stones up Cranberry Clough, quite a nice name there, up towards Marjorie Hill. And we've swung northward now along Howden Edge, and this spot here, as I say, is called Outer Edge. It's quite windy and it is quite cold, but we're all nice and layered up, so it's all good. There's still quite a bit of snow around still, just in the gullies and in the cloughs, but it's a great wintry looking landscape here in the Peak District in the Upper Derwent Valley. So we're going to head across now. Bear with me 1 second, I'm just going to get the map out. So as I say, we're on Outer Edge, and we're going to head across to a place called Crow Stones Edge, because there's some great shaped stones over there. So I'll take some pictures and possibly include one as the boo art for this bit of audio. Okay, we'll continue on and I'll speak to you all again momentarily. Welcome back again. Currently tramping through the heather on our way up back onto Howden Edge. So the Crowstone Edge stones were really impressive, actually. Quite a great shape. And from that position there near the Crowstones, it commanded a great view back down towards the chain of reservoirs in the valley. And we're heading over to a spot now called Hallstones as we rise back up onto Howden Edge. There's a helicopter just about to fly over. Hopefully it's not too windy for you here. I'm just having to navigate around a big patch of snow. And where there's snow, usually lies ankle-breaking rocks.
helicopter just flying over now. I'm not quite sure if it's anyone in particular. Certainly not air ambulance or the helicopter that is used by Moors for the future. Okay, so we'll continue tramping through the heather and update you more further along.
Welcome back once again. So we rejoined Howden Edge and walked across the top towards Hawcliffe Head and then down Hawcliffe where we met the River Derwent, which is flowing down towards the reservoirs from where it begins up at Swain's Greave. So at this minute in time we're walking along a part on the map called Land's Side, and it's nice to be back back down into the valley a little bit, out of the wind, because it was quite cold. A nice icy cold breeze coming across, and it's comparably, it's tropical down here. It's not quite shorts and t-shirt weather, but it does feel a lot warmer now. Okay, so we're going to continue on now down towards Howden. Welcome back. We've walked downstream now following the River Derwent, and we've arrived back at a spot called Slippery Stones. And we've just been discussing that there's not another soul around today. It's really nice and peaceful, but in the summer holidays at a weekend, this place is absolutely ram-jammed with people. I can understand why though. It's a really nice place. We're just walking across a really old looking stone bridge, and there are lots of slippery stones in the river. It's the perfect sort of place really to come and spend a summer afternoon just dipping your feet in the river. But like I say, it does get quite busy, as this is like the northernmost point of the cycle trail. So it's quite a popular picnic spot. Okay, we're going to carry on back to the cars now. Right, we're back at the cars now. So the next stop, one of the best stops of the day, is the Woodbine Cafe in the Hope Valley. So that's where this boo will end. Just navigate through a little gate. You may have heard at the start of the boo the geese going mad, and it's still going mad now. And there's a car just turning around the roundabout that I mentioned earlier on. Right, so off to the Woodbine Cafe for coffee and crumble or cake. It will be some sort of treat of some sort. Okay. Welcome back. We've just been to the Woodbine Cafe, and as always, excellent food, excellent drink, coffees and crumble. That was today's treat of choice. Okay, so today's walk was around about 9 miles, and we're walking for about 4 hours, although you won't tell on this audio boo. But if you head on over to peakroutes.com, you'll be able to find the walk today, which will be entitled Howden Edge, same as this boo. Okay, as I'm in Hope, in the Hope Valley in the Peak District, I'd also like to say hello to Paul Omani, who is at Omani Blog on Twitter and on Audioboo. Hope you're okay, my friend. I always think of you when I'm in the Peak District, especially in the Hope Valley. Okay, right, I'll say goodbye for now, and I'll speak to you all again very soon.